broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. So we talked last week about some tremendous things. We are still in the hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Week in review broadcast. We cover the things that we covered all week long, man. 12 hours of radio boiled down into an hour or two, highlighting the most important things. We had an incredible discussion about the Khan Academy. Khan Academy launches free early learning educational app for toddlers. Pretty cool stuff. We talked about the Khan Academy founder announces, quote, common sense mastery learning features. Pretty neat stuff. They can do it is the joke, or the headline, if you will. It's kind of a slogan. They can do it. We're talking about Mr. Khan. And Mr. Khan is just a brilliant guy. K-H-A-N is how you spell Khan. But Khan Academy, great free educational solutions at your fingertips. We also talked in detail about the flip classroom for improved learning. You don't know what the flip classroom is, do you? All right, well, the flipped classroom is pretty interesting, folks. Here's how it is. Normally in the past, you go to see your professor or your instructor or your teacher, and you sit there while they lecture. And then when they get done, they give you a bunch of work to do on your own. The problem with that plan is, number one, it's too easy to not pay attention in the lecture. Either fall asleep or get tired or get confused or whatever the case may be, and you missed it. And then when you try to go home and do your homework and follow up on what you're supposed to do, you don't know how and you get stuck. So the idea of a flipped classroom says, hey, man, let's record the lecture, the presentation, the first run through, whatever you want to call it. Let's let people watch that on video. And that way, if they doze off or get distracted, they can stop and start and rewatch and whatever they need to do to really focus on that lecture. Right? Might be that the timing works out better, whatever. So you do that at home. You do that on your own time. And this lends itself to getting the best teacher in the room, too. You can have these best-in-class teachers. Create those lectures. Create those first run-throughs. And you watch that at your convenience. And then what you do is you go into the classroom. And now you work on your homework in the classroom. And what the teacher does, the instructor, the professional, sits there and pays attention. And they have technology where you can press a button. And the teacher knows you need help. So the teacher now, instead of lecturing and then not being available when you need the help, now the teacher's completely free to run around the classroom and help people that are stuck. And if you get a teacher and a teacher's aide, for instance, now you got two people that can actually answer questions, that can run you through something, that can look at what you're doing and go, no, here's where you're off. Here's where it's not right. And the flipped classroom, believe it or not, is brilliant. And it's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, that's a recap of what happened on Tuesday for the broadcast, libertyroundtable.com. Archives are still available at your fingertips free. All right, Wednesday's broadcast, we talked in detail about H.R. 5, the Equality Act. H.R. 5, the Equality Act, is absolutely dishonest and immoral. They call it the Equality Act, but it's really deceptive. It's like the Patriot Act. It's not patriotic at all. It's pro-death and pro-war and pro-spying on the American people. It's like pro-choice. It's a lie. It's not a choice. It's pro-death. Well, this, quote, Equality Act is very similar. The Equality Act, folks, is about coercion, force. James Dobson even doubled down against it and said the Equality Act, the Democratic Equality Bill, targets Christians, he said. Boy, is he right about that. It's a dangerous attack on religious freedom and free speech, folks. This bill, believe it or not, destroys, quote, bathroom privacy. It would welcome both genders into every bathroom in America. I mean, it is just psychotic on steroids. There is no religious exemption to this bill. Did you know that? Under H.R. 5, property owners would be forced to accept renters whose actions, behavior, and lifestyle violate the religious beliefs of the property owner, folks. believe it or not, home-based businesses would be forced to hire and welcome gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender folks into the privacy of their own home. Because remember, it's a home-based business, right? Believe it or not, churches under this equality bill would be forced to host same-sex ceremonies. And if they don't, they will lose their tax-exempt status for non-compliance. Even the smallest slight would give someone the legal right to, quote, sue the church. Colleges, believe it or not, will lose accreditation for, quote, non-compliance. This is not in any way that I can see, folks. This is not any way equality. It's a dishonest lie. Right? It's amazing. It's just disastrous. Well, I'm going to mix some of the live week in review with the modern show today, because it's the same topic that I got to continue on. So, you know, this Equality Act, right? Well, it was being brought up last week in Congress. That's why we talked about it. It did pass the committee, I think 10-5. So it comes out of this committee now, and it's going to be in the House, and they're going to be pushing for this agenda. It is pure evil. And you think that there's not backing for this? You think, oh, that's just crazy, Sam. It'll never get that far. All right. Well, it turns out the latest headline says Target pushes for U.S. government to punish churches and Christian business owners. I kid you not. I got this news just today. You got to watch the news even on Saturday, folks. Headline from the American Family Association says, Dear Sam, over 1.5 million families have pledged to stop shopping at Target since it announced that it will allow men to enter women's and girls' dressing rooms and bathroom, putting women and children in danger of sexual assault. The American Family Association has made it clear that since the boycott began, that our worries don't really stem from the worries of the transgender community, but rather from the very real threat that predators and others would take advantage of that bathroom policy to harm women and children. And believe it or not, they have. It has happened on many occasions. Now Target has gone on public record stating they fully and wholeheartedly support the passage of the Equality Act now before Congress, meaning it supports government-sanctioned discrimination against Christian churches and Christian business owners. The so-called Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing more than a repackaged version of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act we've already seen. By the way, its nickname is ENDA, if you need to know, right? This legislation, folks, has been pushed for, driven for years by rabid homosexual groups like the Human Rights Campaign. And it's specifically positioned and designed to place, quote, sexual liberty above religious liberty in the First Amendment, folks. That's what's going on. So you think that when I bring this up that I'm just kind of an alarmist, and you know, but this is before Congress. It already is out of committee. It passed. Now Target's backing the bill big time. And this has been brought up under disguise and other names. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA. All right, we've heard of that, but you didn't know this is an outgrowth of that. See, they're just coming back and back and back and back. And at first it sounds so psychotic, they'll never get it passed, right? Wrong. What they'll do is they'll continue to tweak and play and push and cajole and talk and twist arms and vote and create compromise and build consensus. And the list goes on and on and on of what they'll do. But eventually what will happen is we'll have something like this. And the real target is Christians and our beliefs. They're not welcome at the table. Let me say this again. This legislation has been driven for years by the radical homosexual activist groups like Human Rights Campaign. See what a name, Human Rights Campaign? They're for perverted rights, not for Christian rights. Nevertheless, it's specifically designed to put, quote, sexual liberty above religious liberty and the First Amendment. See, they are redefining the affairs of our nation. Right? I mean, it is crazy town, folks. Crazy town. Right? Now, I'm one of the 1.5 million families that have pledged to stop shopping at Target. I haven't shopped at Target since the boycott came out. Well, Target just cannot stand that. So now Target's pushing for the U.S. government to punish churches. I mean, it's amazing. Over 1.5 million families have pledged to stop shopping at Target since it allowed men to go into women's restrooms. Now Target's gone on record. It's amazing. I mean, it is crazy. So where you go with this is hard to say. But I'm telling you, this is bad news, folks. And I don't see any conservatives talking about this, really. I don't know what's going on. We better stand for God, family, and country. We better deliver in the culture wars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I digress a little bit, talking so much about Target pushing for the U.S. government to punish churches and Christian business owners for standing up for their beliefs. See, this is the problem. They don't want our beliefs at the table. And at first, they act like it's fine to have our beliefs at the table, right? But then they jettison that once they get in charge. That's the problem with this sinister, evil agenda. Okay, they don't want to try to work out a way for all of our rights to be protected. They want sexual rights to be above religious rights. Why? Because religious rights or beliefs would shut down sexual perverted agendas. And at some point, the two flat out will not and never can be compatible, right? All right, so we also talked about, speaking of teachers and education, a teacher left the classroom and built a $1 million business. It's an education business, just tremendous stuff. That's the master teacher idea that I mentioned. We talked about a rapper, Bun B. He shot an alleged home invader holding his wife at gunpoint. So some thug comes in, holds his wife at gunpoint, and he takes care of business. Good for the rapper. Believe it or not, millionaire Bernie Sanders still gets his, quote, mayoral pension from the 1980s gig he had. Can you believe that? Whoa, we're talking 40 years later, this dude's still getting government pension money. I mean, it is out of control, and the guy's a millionaire. All right, wow. All right, we then talked to our guest, Becky Akers, well-known author, writer against the TSA, columnist for a lot of different organizations. But she wrote two books, one's called Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots we'll ever know. And the other one about Benedict Arnold, telling you the other side of the story. It's called Abducting Arnold. Buy both novels before they're banned today. Search for them by name on Google. All right. Anyway, with Becky, we talked about a new church is out, and it distributes marijuana as its sacrament. Yeah. Do you see the immorality we're starting to stoop to in America, ladies and gentlemen? We will pay the price dearly as we turn to drugs and sex and violence and everything against God. I'm telling you, we'll reap the whirlwind. Write it down. Remember who warned you first. We got to repent. We got to turn to God. We talked about the Avengers and the bread and circus scenario, folks. The movie The Avengers. Endgame has shattered the record for the biggest opening weekend. That was last weekend. With an estimated of, what, $350 million in domestic ticket sales? Believe it or not, $1.2 billion globally. And Avengers is still going forward this weekend, making even more money. The bread and circus in America is out of control. Just imagine if we put slightly as much money into the movies or sports or whatever you want to pick, bread and circus, into our country, into helping the poor, caring for your neighbor, Good Samaritan idea. Helping folks with their health care, getting out of debt, helping make sure that there's not people in the country that don't have food. Neighbors and churches could double down and be involved, but they're being challenged every day by government. We got to get involved, charitably speaking, folks. Just imagine if we put as much time and money and effort into that as we do in sports and movies, huh? Plenty of money available, plenty of effort and opportunity at our fingertips, huh? All right, we talked about this whacked out lady. Her name is Melissa Denton, okay? And this lady is a nutcase, I'm telling you right now. Wow. She concedes that the decision she made was a wacky one. Okay, what did she do, you say? That decision, she says, led to the best day of my life. Yeah. That's the day she, quote, married herself. Yeah, believe it or not, there's a term for that. You know, you've heard of polygamy and all this stuff, right? Sologamy is the term when you marry yourself. I didn't even know there was a term for such a thing. But this whacked out lady loved herself, and she said she went from man to man, from boyfriend to boyfriend, and wow. And she just had to take a step back and marry herself. And she said that the marriage, you know, the boyfriends and all, it just didn't work out. Marriages didn't work out to others. And she says, I just need to focus on myself. And I can't remember who was with me. I think it was Scott Bradley or, no, Becky. Becky said this. Becky said, hey, you know what? The problem isn't that she's needs to focus on herself. The problem is she's been too selfish, focusing on herself for too long. Boy, is that right. Anyway, very interesting twist. We also talked about in the Philippines, Duterte, or however you say the guy's name, Duterte, or whatever it is, he walks back war threats against Canada. Say, what the heck's going on with that, Sam? Well, believe it or not, Canada is sending by vessel or by ship all their trash. And the Philippines are sick of it. So they're saying, man, you got to stop this stuff. We don't want this stuff. Well, so in the environmental games we play, we pretend that we can just get rid of the trash by shipping it to another nation. And that's supposed to be cleaner, environmentally friendly, huh? What a shame. What a dishonest, you know, it's hard to say, why are we even doing this stuff? Where's the environmentalists when you need them, huh? All right, believe it or not, they're now saying Viagra could cure heart failure. I don't know if it would cure heart failure or cause heart failure, but there you go. Literally, they say Viagra could cure heart failure. Now, there's a new study out that, again, this is where they're just absolutely off the rails psychotic. Headline says study, quote, you should have sex on your first date. Now, I'm just going to flat out stand against that deceptive, dishonest, immoral doctrine. A new study comes out, says you have sex on the first date. Why? Because you're more likely to find love, they claim. And I'm saying, love or lust? What kind of love? How does that all work? And I would turn you directly to God's laws on these matters, not some whacked out study funded by government money or whatever else. I would turn to God. And God says, you know what? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not have concubines. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt, you know, okay. And the guidance is you need to be married legally and lawfully to a husband or wife. And when you do, the sexual relationship for procreation and to bring a husband and wife closer together are absolutely a blessing and ordained of God. Anything outside of that, though, will bring nothing but heartache and distraction and discouragement and trouble. All right, we talked about homelessness at record highs in New York with Becky Akers as well. We also talked about in New York City, babies are being aborted after 21 weeks. They're literally doubling down for pro-death in America, celebrating the murder of babies. I mean, it is shocking. It is absolutely beyond imagination what they're doing. And it's hard to fathom what's going on in some parts of our nation. You know, when you live in a rural community or live in a smaller town or, you know, a conservative state, there's a huge disparity between the red and blue states, folks. I'm not here doubling down on Democrats or Republicans, but I'm telling you, the conservative states versus the liberal or the red versus the blue or whatever designator you want to use. I'm telling you, we think that things are mellow because in our society, there's still a lot of family, a lot of children, a lot of focus on the things that are, you know, well, they've been standards for hundreds, for thousands of years, right? Well, we take for granted that that's the way it is in society, right? But we're sheltered. If you go to the big cities like Chicago or LA or New York or whatever, you begin to realize it's not the same at all. It's like two Americas almost. It's that crazy. They're literally doubling down and promoting pro-death, promoting the murder of babies, promoting abortion at every turn. Hey, you're supposed to just be involved with just free sex everywhere. If you're against that, you're a prude and a bigot, some, you know, God-loving person or something crazy. And then when all that sex goes wrong and people get diseases and trouble and disappointment and trust issues and all these things happen, then they, hey, well, a baby's created by their actions and, well, just murder the consequence. Just destroy the consequence. And let's fund it all with tax dollars. And let's have government officials lead the pro-death charge. I mean, it is absolutely insane. And there's some people speaking out about it. And good for who is. But there's not enough of us speaking out about it. I'll tell you that right now. Folks, this is God versus Satan. Right versus wrong. This is the epic war that began in heaven. Continued on earth. You go read your Bible. There was a war in heaven between Satan and his minions and God, and God cast Satan out, and the war's been going on ever since. You got it? You and I are in the middle of that war, and we got to pick which side we're on. How dedicated, how valiant will you be in standing on God's side in this battle, huh? What will you do to advocate based on principle for that which you believe in? Will you donate to radio shows? Will you run for office? Will you write articles? Will you create a radio talk show? Will you support those who do? Will you repent in your life and live a good, honest, clean life? Will you promote the family, a proclamation to the world? Will you tell the tale of freedom? What will you do with your time and your talents, ladies and gentlemen? I submit to you that getting on your knees before God would be very helpful. All right, so that's, we're up through Friday. I still got to cover Friday, and then I got some news the networks refuse to use for you in the next half hour. And then two more hours of hard-hitting talk in the can. How's that? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. Back in a flash.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter plane carrying 143 people who were traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in a river at the end of a runway at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville late on Friday. Base Commander Captain Mike Connor says the outcome could have been much worse.
It is a miracle. It could have ended very... We could be talking about a different story this evening, so I think there's a lot to say about the professionalism of the folks that helped the passengers off the airplane.
According to South Korea, North Korea has test-fired several short-range missiles from the country's eastern coast. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says they are closely monitoring the situation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points, the NASDAQ up 127. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
At least four deaths have been reported in spring flooding in the Midwest and the South. Pennington Creek in Oklahoma flooded, and it forced many people to stay in travel trailers near the creek to get to higher ground. Chris Wilberton lives in the town of Wilberton.
Everybody's tired. Everybody's, just in a hurry, just trying to get what's important out, and because that's our livelihood. All this is our livelihood.
The Mississippi River has surged to record levels in Iowa and also in Illinois. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. SpaceX has launched once again. It sent supplies up to the International Space Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Wow, my voice is getting to kind of struggle here a little bit. Wow. All right, thanks for being along. So Friday's broadcast, that was yesterday. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, the Freedom Coalition. .com. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today. They're providing solutions and helping innocents in prison and a whole lot more. We talked about representatives from many large faiths gathered Thursday at the White House in Washington, D.C. in recognition of the National Day of Prayer ceremony. And it was a tremendous event. Donald was there. Leaders from Christian faiths all across the country were there. People who weren't even Christians were there. The National Day of Prayer, President Trump says he's a champion for religious freedom. You can now speak your mind and speak it freely, he says. And you know what? I think he is. Could he do more? Could he be better? Oh, I'm sure we all could. But I'm telling you right now, I've never heard of a president so pro-life, so willing to celebrate religion and prayer. He talked in his speech about, we're not afraid of God. We're not hiding anymore. What a blessing. I hope that's true in America. I pray that's true. If we need anything, it's we need God. Trump touts new faith-based protections in the National Day of Prayer ceremony. Just tremendous. Donald Trump said this, President Donald John Trump said this: prayer works miracles. I agree with that. Prayer works miracles. And prayer saves lives. Right as rain again. Trump cites power of prayer and announces conscience protections. Good for President Trump. The National Day of Prayer, believe it or not, was ruled unconstitutional by a whacked out Wisconsin judge. Yeah, there's an article in WorldNet Daily about it. This was back in 2010. Thank heavens for good Americans who appealed that decision. And the National Day of Prayer was ruled constitutional in 2011, an article in CBS News. So this battle over prayer has been going on for a long time. Back in the 60s, they said, hey, you can't pray in school. Now we know that's a lie. A sheriff had an In God We Trust diesel. I guess he had stickers In God We Trust on the sheriff's vehicle. It's a 2015 article, but we brought it up because the battle's on. The liberal whacked out folks sued the sheriff over it. Said that he couldn't do those things. Turns out he can. Turns out he has freedom of expression. I mean, in fact, the sheriff just said, look, if In God We Trust is on our money, can I have it on my truck? Yes, of course you can. Well, this battle to shut down religion at every turn, this epic battle continues. From the 60s, when they kicked prayer out of school, to in 2010 when they tried to say a National Day of Prayer was unconstitutional. In 2011, they appealed and overturned that decision, said it is constitutional for prayer. Now Donald Trump doubling down, saying prayer creates miracles. Amen to the president. Spot on right. Where's the mainstream press to give him credit for that? Oh, they're out attacking him while he's in this united group of many, many, many different religions and faiths all brought together in the sacred cause of prayer, appealing to God for our freedoms, for our safety, for our security, for our stability. What a wonderful thing. We talked about Time Magazine, goofy as all get out. Pete, how do you say this guy's name? He's Mayor Pete is what I call him. But it's Buchidiak or Buchidiag or whatever it is. Anyway, said that this guy could vanquish America's demons. This is the gay guy that's attacking the Christians. But he claims he's Christian, see? Facebook, believe it or not, going on a tear. They banned a bunch of people. They banned Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Paul Nalen, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and others from Facebook. Why? They violated the company's ban against hate and violence. I never knew Paul Nalen to be violent, folks. Never. And what's interesting to me about this battle is that Facebook is going for broke on not only Facebook, but Instagram as well. If Google doesn't shut you down and YouTube doesn't shut you down, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram will. We talked about the election 2020 Charlottesville fraud. Definition of fake news, writes Ann Coulter. And at the core of this battle or discussion is where Ann Coulter says, look, Donald Trump denounced the violence on all sides. He denounced any kind of supremacy. And he said that we as American people need to stick together. And they attack Donald Trump relentlessly for this. And Ann Coulter just takes off the gloves, rightly so, and says, you know what? This is bogus. This is fraud, fake news. The Donald denounced everything that he could. He stood up for what he should. He did everything to unite people. And the mainstream press just attacks him. The godless just attacks him at every turn. Anyway, Ann's had enough of it. And boy, do I agree with her. In fact, Joe Biden highlighting this. Why did Charlottesville come up again, you say? Because Joe Biden launched his presidential bid. He launched his presidential campaign talking about Charlottesville. Why would he do that? The answer is because Joe Biden and the naysayers, the liberals in the extreme, out of control, out of touch, dishonest, fake news press, they want to just use this narrative that Donald is a Nazi. Donald is a white supremacist, racist hater. Now, there couldn't be bigger lies. They say that about me. They say that about President Trump. Anybody who stands with a sacred Christian cause is a racist, is a hater, is evil, is a bigot, is a homophobe, a xenophobe, whatever. That's the narrative they're painting. But you know what? Enough of us are sick of it, and we're fighting back, and we're saying it's bogus, it's a lie, it's dishonest, it's fake news, it's immoral. Donald Trump said, quote, "We all must be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There is no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one." And they attack him relentlessly. And then he's at a prayer vigil and they're still attacking him and saying that he's the great divider. What? Donald Trump says, quote, "We must remember this truth. No matter our color, our creed, our religion, or political party, we are all Americans first." Amen. Amen. Now, there's this Volusia County sheriff. His name is Mike Chitwood. And he's urging churchgoers to pack heat. He says, if some thug comes into your church, man, trying to do harm, you'll be able to stop the harm and preserve the peace. Amen. Amen. Guns in the hands of good guys is a great thing. And if you don't believe me, then why do we always call the cops when something goes wrong, when nobody has a gun? And the first thing the cops do is come with their gun and stop the carnage, stop the violence, stop the evil ones. See, guns in the hands of good guys, good every time. We talked about Hillary Clinton's deputy chief of staff. Guy's name is Jacob Sullivan. He was under oath, folks. Yes, we used unsecure email for government state business. He flat out admitted the fraud. They destroyed evidence. Someone needs to go to jail over this, folks. We talked about this LPGA star. Who's that? It's a golf star. Her name is Lexi Thompson. I guess she went golfing with Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump. And I guess they attacked her so hard for going out to golf with these gentlemen that they've been abusing her and attacking her and so dishonest and so mean and so horrible to her that she's now denounced social media and said, "I'm out. I'm off it. Leave me alone." Wow. The liberals are unhinged, folks. They're going for broke. Why attack this lady just because she went out with Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump golfing? She's a professional golfer, for crying out loud. Why wouldn't you want a chance to golf with the president of the United States and a well-known celebrity talk show host? But they attack her so relentlessly that she basically just has to jump off of social media and say, "I got to preserve myself from this abuse, this attack." Speaking of the attacks, while we're at the National Day of Prayer, Nancy Pelosi's out attacking the Donald again. Pelosi accuses Barr of perjury, saying he lied to Congress. That's a crime. Yeah, you know what? Hillary lied too, Nancy. You're lying right now. Wow. Got good news. Judge postponed sentencing in Rick Korber case. We talked about that. Our prayers are with Rick. Double jeopardy becomes 10-quple jeopardy against this guy. Sad to say. Our prayers are with him. Hard-hitting news. The network refused to use final segment in seconds. I am Sam Bushman.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, "We're not going to protect that."
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, couple of new stories. Oh, by the way, Mr. Moore. Yeah, the guy they were going to tap with the Federal Reserve, Stephen Moore. They literally shut him down. They said he made negative comments about women in sports in the past. So, you know, Bill Clinton can be accused of rape. Blatant rape with evidence and information. Women who are willing to testify, and even Secret Service agents that are willing to testify that it's all true. Literally raping women, and A, no big deal. Bimbo eruptions is what Hillary called it back in the day. And now you literally have a guy that, you know, said, hey, you know what? Women, you know, I like it when women are on sports and TV. They look sexy, and whatever comments he made. Now he's just flat out shut down. Can't even be on the Federal Reserve Board. Sad to say, but true. All right. That's a recap of the weekend review we did. Right? All right. I want to talk about this interesting push here. Let's see here. I'm trying to find this story now. I don't know what happened. I had this ready. Oh, it's about the economy, right? They say the economy is rocking. Jobless rate at a big time low. U.S. jobless rate hits 50-year low as wages expand. Now, I think it's true. I think the economy is doing well. I think there's truth to a lot of the statements made here. But we ought to not take it too far. It says the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in half a century this month, or last month, capping the longest streak of job creation in modern times. And, you know, easing the recession fears that were expected by at the start of the year. The Labor Department reported on Friday that employers added 263,000 jobs in April, well above what analysts had forecasted. The unemployment rate sank to 3.6%. Believe it or not, employment has grown for more than 100 months straight. Consumers have been wary about borrowing to the hilt, and the story goes on and on. They say the economy has created more than 20 million jobs. Now, they say that for the Federal Reserve, this will be likely to help the interest rate to remain unchanged. Some are saying the interest rate needs to be reduced. Looks like the economy is doing fine. Well, I think that's true. In many ways, there's a great economy. But I say to you that there's still trouble in paradise, folks, and I'll explain why in just a second. But they even go into telling you that there's greater cafeterias. No matter how you slice and dice this, it's better that employees can navigate things. They have perks all over the place. Upgraded cafeterias, daycare, special parking, letting employees work from home. All these benefits are necessary, they say. Wow. Now, I say this. The economy is doing well, and I'm grateful for that. The unemployment rate sank to 3.6%. The economy has created more than 20 million jobs since the Great Recession ended. They say in 2009, that's wonderful news. They say much of that upturn occurred before President Trump was elected, but the obvious strength of the economy enables the president right now. And federal Republicans are making it their central argument in the 2020 campaign coming up. I get it. I'm glad the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in half a century. I mean, that's good news, okay? And so I want to take the good as it is and say that it's good. Admit it, focus on it, that it's good, because it is. Based on principle, you got to go there. However, it's got fundamental underpinnings that are a problem that cannot be ignored. So yes, we can temporarily keep interest rates low. Yes, we can bring more money into the economy by bringing back money from overseas and not taxing it so hard. Yes, we can lower business taxes and lower taxes on the people. All good things. But in my opinion, that's just tampering around the edges. And the economy boom that we're finding right now is wonderful, but it will be short-lived. It will not last forever because there is a boom and bust cycle built into the fraudulent fiat money system that runs our economy right now. The Federal Reserve is the fly in the ointment, is the fatal death blow for the economy. Yeah, you'll never win the argument against this because it's dishonest money. When you make something out of nothing and there's no intrinsic value, it is the boom and bust cycles that will eventually run off the rails and destroy the economy. No nation has survived a fiat currency to date, and no nation will. They might temporarily deceive you and make you believe that it's going great, and it is. Meaning that day to day, my life is well. My life is good. I got a good paycheck. I'm doing well. And I'm grateful for that. Don't misunderstand the point. That's why I give credit where credit's due. Donald's doing a good job. But as long as you ignore the fly in the ointment, or the fly in the soup, if you will, the bee in the soup, you know what? Your soup is tainted. The economy's tainted. The seeds of destruction are sown. And until we remove that and go back to honest money, constitutional currency of gold and silver, we will not have real success. We'll have temporary booms and busts. It'll look good for a while. It'll feel great as they continue to pump fake money into the economy. It feels great. You know, it's like doing drugs a little bit or alcohol. When you first start, it's great. It feels good. And even when you're a hardcore alcoholic, when you're jonesing for a drink and melting down, a shot of that whiskey is going to make you go, I feel better now. You don't really. You're on the road to death and destruction. And feeding the addiction that'll only get worse, but it temporarily feels good. So as we continue to take more drinks from the whiskey bottle of false prosperity, we believe we're doing well. And to some degree, we are. Feels like it for sure. But I submit to you that it's not literally true. So I'm grateful that the U.S. jobless rate hits a 50-year low. And I'm great that the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in half a century last month, capping the longest streak of job creation in modern times and dispelling the fear of a recession. Right? I'm happy about that. But I'm not going to be the guy that ignores the real truth of the matter. I will give credit where credit's due and be grateful for it, but I will also highlight the real answers, the real solutions. And I will highlight the concern. Right? I will not ignore those things. And, some would say I'm just a naysayer. I'm just negative. I hope this provides true education on what matters the most. We need honest money. The Labor Department reported on Friday that employers added 263,000 jobs in April. Well above what analysts had predicted. That's good news too, right? But again, it's not the answer. A lot of people have more than one job, folks. A lot of people are working their fingers to the bone. You know that's a problem when people have to have multiple jobs to do well. It also is in the past, a man could support his family on his wage. Now a man and a woman together, both working hardly can support their family on both wages. So even though there's a lot of good, don't believe the lie that it's doing great. It's not true. Okay? I believe it's good news. I'm grateful for it. But we need to put it in perspective. And you could say, Sam, why do you keep harping on this? Because it's important to understand when employment has grown for over 100 months straight and the economy has created more than 20 million jobs since the recession ended in 2009. On one hand, that's great news. But on the other hand, how are there so many jobs? How does that really happen? How does that work out? All right, sleeping pills are a problem. Again, more government-approved drugs going awry. Remember, the government told you they were safe and effective for the longest time as Big Pharma just made a pretty penny, big time, a mint of money made, right? But now it turns out the sleeping pill deaths push FDA to bolster warning labels. Yeah, this is a huge, this is huge. They're talking about prescription insomnia medications. Okay. Certain prescription insomnia medications, after reviewing cases of dangerous, sometimes fatal instances tied to the drugs. And so now they're putting black box warning labels. They'll be required for a group of drugs, Lunesta, Sonata, and Ambien, among others. They're saying they got to caution patients about their negative side effects. They say while these incidents are rare, they are serious. Yeah. They say all kinds of things can happen to you. There's all kinds of side effects, folks. Right? They say these incidences can occur after the first dose or long uses. The FDA found incidences where injury and death and all kinds of falls and burnings and near drownings, exposure to extreme cold, leading to loss of limb or death, negativity and discouragement and thoughts of suicide and suicide attempts. The FDA said, although warnings of these kinds aren't included in the labels, they're going to have to ratchet it up because people aren't getting how bad these drugs can really be. Well, then why did you, the government, say they were safe and effective for the longest time? And why are they still on the market, I would ask? Wow. Sleeping pill deaths push FDA to bolster warning labels. This is USA Today, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that interesting? Why didn't they speak out about it before? I've been speaking out about these drugs for a long time. They say federal health officials are the ones talking about this. They will require the makers of popular sleeping pills to add warning labels to certain prescription insomnia medications. After reviewing cases of dangerous, sometimes fatal incidents tied to the drugs. Wow. And the FDA told us they were safe and effective all this time. And then they come back and now say black box warning labels will be required. I told you so. The FDA is derelict in their duty, man. I'll tell you that right now. Wow. Our prayers are with folks that have been on those things that no harm happens. Crazy stuff. I'll tell you that right now. It's 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable live radio broadcast. Tell all your friends. Spread the word. Donate if you have the heart to help. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved in making a great day and choose the right? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.